Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it would seem as though the left are very seldom right. Now, I know that sounds like a little funny play on words, but it's also a very, very accurate statement, as we're going to be delving into a little bit today. Now, I'm not going to deal with opinion, because that's what the left does. They deal with opinion. It's very easy for someone to say, well, I think your opinion is wrong. But at the end of the day, it's still your opinion. No, we're going to deal with facts. We're going to deal with the facts that the left told their base, told their voters, told their supporters, that turned out to be 100% untrue, or at the very best, they totally missed their predictions. So we can pick our poison, can't we? You're either a group of liars, or you're a group of people who are never right in their predictions, and why would anyone in the world continue to follow what you say? That's what this show is going to be all about today, because I think some liberals and some Democrats need to listen to this and wake up and say, yeah, you know what? He's right. Very, very few will, because unfortunately, I could prove it to them beyond any shadow of a doubt through scientific analysis, and they would still say I'm wrong, because they've been brainwashed by their masters. But I'm going to give it a shot. Now, I'm not going to go way back into ancient history, because that's just going to bore people. I'm going to start with the Obama administration. Do you remember when Barack Obama said to everyone, when he was first trying to get you to accept Obamacare as a health care plan and not a tax, he said, I don't know what everybody's so worried about. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No one is telling you you won't be able to keep your doctor. If you like the doctor you're currently with, you're going to be free to keep him. Now, that was a lie. That wasn't a misprognosis. That was a flat lie, because the author, or at least partial author, of the Obamacare bill actually joked about this in a speech he gave, saying, we knew you couldn't keep your doctor. We knew that wasn't going to happen, but we relied on the stupidity of the American people. That's what he said. That's not my opinion. That's not some kind of conspiracy theory. That is what the man said. We relied upon the stupidity of the American people to believe it. Well, that sets a precedent, doesn't it? Because if you have a man authoring a bill basically saying we're relying on the stupidity of the American people, do you think that's the only time in history they've ever done that? What made them think the American people were stupid to begin with? Because they had done it before and gotten away with it. Now, some of the things in the Obama administration wasn't a flat-out lie. It was just a misprediction. Remember when Barack Obama said, no jobs are coming back. This is the new normal. 1% GDP growth, that's normal. All those jobs that left here, they're never, ever coming back. Donald Trump would have to have a magic wand, and I'm sure he doesn't have a magic wand. Well, apparently he did, because all of those jobs came back. at least a good deal of them come back to give us the lowest unemployment rate in my lifetime, I think, especially among minorities. So there is a miscalculation. So far we've got one blatant lie and one miscalculation. And we've got a man working for the Obama administration saying we rely upon the stupidity of the American people. You like that? You think that's a good policy to have, relying upon the stupidity of the American people? Well, when Donald Trump was running, what was the next prediction? The economy will crash. We will go into the greatest recession of our lifetime. We will never be able to survive it. Wall Street will crash. Everything will be ruined. The jobs market will be zero. We will literally be in the greatest recession of our lifetime. Well, you couldn't have got anything farther from the truth. The man wasn't in office 2 years and the economy was soaring to records we never saw before. Wall Street hit numbers we never saw before. And for the people out there who are saying Wall Street doesn't affect me because I don't buy stocks and bonds, Wall Street affects you. Because it has to do with consumer confidence. It has to do with jobs growth. It has to do with a lot of things. So Wall Street most certainly does affect you. I don't care what you do for a living. Oh, but Wall Street was going to crash. If you ever elect this man, this clown president, you will be eating out of a garbage can. There will be no Wall Street. It will be the biggest welfare state in the history. Well, food stamps went down how much? Welfare went down how much? Unemployment went down how much? Boy, that's a big miscalculation, okay? That's not a tiny one. That's a huge miscalculation. So now it makes you wonder, was it a miscalculation or was it a flat-out lie? Did they know if this man gets in and implements some of these policies, the American people are going to see a huge, huge economic boon and they're never going to want to go back? So we're going to have to lie and rely on the stupidity of the American people, as they said before, to believe our lies and not elect them. Well, the American people weren't quite as stupid as they thought, and they did elect him, and they did live through this great economic boom. So once again, the left is wrong. But they didn't stop there because they figured, well, maybe the economy, even though it's one of the number one ranked issues on people's minds, maybe that's not enough. So then they said, this man is a crazy warmonger. You don't realize. He has a hairpin temper. He's nuts. 2 weeks in office, we'll be at war with everybody, even our closest allies. He'll push the button. He has the nuclear code. He'll push the button. He'll fly himself into a fit of rage and push the button. So what did Donald Trump do? Did we have a war? No, that's right. We didn't. First president in my lifetime didn't start a war. As a matter of fact, brokered some Middle East peace deals that everyone on the left said was impossible, it was futile, it was banging your head against a brick wall. But he did it. No one will ever be able to talk to Kim Jong-un. He's nuts. Trump did it. Now, he may not have gotten total peace with North Korea, but I have a newsflash for you. Kim Jong-un was put in checkmate. You don't think Kim Jong-un was put in checkmate? See, Kim Jong-un never took Barack Obama seriously. He knew Obama was going to do exactly nothing because Barack Obama had already drawn that red line in the sand with Syria. If you do this one more time, and then they did it one more time, and he did a zero. So they knew he was a liar. They knew they were going to get away with whatever. 5 minutes into the Trump presidency, they realized we're not going to get away with any of this. And then he came to the table, didn't he? And at least, if nothing else came out of the North Korea talks, they have enough respect at the time for the United States to say, we're not going to mess with them. We're going to ease things up a little bit. Yeah, because for the first time in their life, they knew they had a president in there who was legitimate and was going to do what he said. See, Trump didn't need to start the wars that these Democrats had started, and Republicans, because he had their respect. So the big wars that Donald Trump was going to start, the nuclear war that was going to happen if he was in office even 25 minutes, never occurred. Gee, is that another huge miscalculation, or was that a lie? Designed to fool the American people, who you rely upon their stupidity, remember? Those are three major things, folks. But then Donald Trump gets elected, doesn't he? And the first thing they do is they say, you've made a terrible, horrible mistake, you stupid American people. Because Donald Trump is a Russian spy. He is a Vladimir Putin. That's what they told you. They went on CNN, MSNBC, any place they could stick their head in front of a microphone, and said, this man is a legitimate national security threat. Putin has something on him. And we are now going to be at the behest of Vladimir Putin. We're going to all be speaking Russian in a year. Adam Schiff got on American television and said, I have seen the actual proof. I have seen the actual proof that will put Donald Trump behind bars as a Russian agent. We still haven't seen it. And the reason we haven't seen it is it doesn't exist. Does not exist. And now that the declassifications are coming out, we realize exactly what happened, don't we? Hillary Clinton's email scandal was burying her in the polls. And rightfully so. This is a person so dumb, she opens up her entire emails into a private server where they were hacked by the Chinese, they were hacked by the Russians, they were hacked by any country, they were hacked by some 14-year-old pimple-faced kid in his basement for fun. Mental midget says, how do I get the press to stop talking about this? How do I know, we have to do something. We have to frame Donald Trump. So what does she do, her and her party of liars? They hire a foreign, not an American, a foreign British spy to dig up fake dirt on Donald Trump and put it in a dossier. Christopher Steele has now openly said, Hillary Clinton paid me to supply her with a dossier filled with information, fake or not fake, didn't care, as long as it did the job of distracting the American people away from her email scandal, because we all know, of course, the American people, you have to rely upon their stupidity. So when we turned into the news every night, we heard, oh, Donald Trump was in a Russian hotel room urinating on hookers. To which Rudy Giuliani comes out and says, I've known the man my whole life. He's a germophobic. So I really don't think that he's having hookers urinate on him. Or vice versa, because it wasn't true. Christopher Steele himself told them nothing in here is true. Nothing in here is verified. They said, we don't care. And then do you know what they did? They leaked it to the press, and when the press reported it, because the press is in bed with the left then said, look, even the papers know. See how that little game works? We'll leak a little bit, and then when the papers put it out, we'll say, see? We'll go on television and say, look, the papers just broke this story. They know it. They know it's true. You leaked fake stuff to the press, and the press bought it hook, line, and sinker, or helped you, willingly helped you, in your lie, which, by the way, is the very definition of foreign interference into an election. Because when you hire a foreign agent to go to a foreign country and have foreign sources dig up information on an American president for no other reason than to try to sway the American people's vote, that is foreign interference in an election. because they rely on the stupidity of the American people. And Don Lemon gets on TV and Cuomo gets on TV and says, this is all true. And Rachel Maddow sheds a tear and says, the country is going to go to Russia. And everyone says, oh, the poor woman, she's doing her best. No, they're snakes in the grass. They're lying to you. They think you're stupid. And in many cases, you are. Because no matter how many times they lie to you, you keep believing it. You know, you would think you would say, wait a minute, Obama said I could keep my doctor. I didn't keep my doctor. Wait a minute. Obama said the jobs were never coming back. They came back. Wait a minute. They said Trump was going to start a war and starting a war. Wait a minute. They said the stock market was going to crash. It's at an all-time high. Wait a minute. They said this, that, and the other thing. None of this is true. Wouldn't you think that if someone lied to your face 6, 7, 8 times in a row, that you would kind of start to question anything they said? At this point, if the left was to actually tell me it was raining, I would have to look to make sure that people weren't pouring water off my roof to make it look that way. That's how untrustworthy the left has become. Whether they're flat out lying or they're totally missing the mark by 100 miles on their predictions of what will happen, I'll leave that up to you. Remember when they said China's no threat? China's a good country. China doesn't pose us any harm. No? Who crashed the economy? And if you just said Donald Trump, you're too stupid to listen to this radio show. Turn it off. You're a brainwashed sheep, and you deserve what you get. The answer is China. Why did China crash our economy, you say? I don't know. Maybe because we crashed theirs. You see, because Donald Trump lived up to what he said, and he said, we're not going to deal with China the same way everybody else has dealt with China, which is you can do whatever the damn hell you please with your products in our country, and we'll bow and scrape and pay you all kinds of tariffs to send our – no, we're not going to do that. We're going to put you on an even playing field, and China couldn't compare with us on an even playing field. So their economy started to dry up. And whether this is just an accident or on purpose, suddenly a virus that comes out of a Wuhan lab, supposedly, hits our country and destroys our economy. Fascinating. And then the left lied to you then, and they said, you could shelter home, you could do whatever you want. 2 million people are going to die. That's a given. 2 million people are going to die because it's already out in the open air. It's already been exposed to this many people. 2 million Americans are going to die. No, that's not true. Before that even happened, Dr. Fauci himself said, no one in America needs to worry about any of this. It's never coming here, and if it does, it won't pose us any threat. Wrong. Then he says, there's really no need for masks, which is probably the truth. But then he went back and said, I said that. I lied. I lied because I thought there was going to be a shortage of masks and we need them for our healthcare professionals. Wait a minute. I thought you could use grandma's old, scarf. No one ever said we needed a surgical mask. We can go buy them in a dollar store, right? And they'll protect us from the COVID. So where was the shortage coming from if we could use an old sock? If we could use an old scarf, if we could use an old T-shirt, where was the shortage coming from, Dr. Fauci? Wrong. And probably a lie. Then we get to Joe Biden, who couldn't even win the primary if Elizabeth Warren had have dropped out, is ahead of Donald Trump in the polls. By 18 points. Largest lead ever going into an election that I can remember. Landslide, 18 points. He's going to win by I don't know how much. Not even a contest. Trump fans, stay home. Once again, they were lying to you. They were lying to you because they didn't want you to go out and actually vote. Then when their polls began to say, we're going out and actually vote. We're not afraid of the COVID. We're actually going to go out and vote. They said, well, that's not good enough. We're going to have to lie some more. So then they said, okay, well, no one should be able to go to the polling places because it'll be a super spreader. Unlike Walmart, apparently. Walmart's not a super spreader. You can go to Walmart. Can't go to the polling place, though. Once again, lie. Or at least, if you want to be kind, a horrible miscalculation. A horrible miscalculation. And the reason for all this is because the left live in an alternate reality. They are like the person that stays home in their room and sings and plays air guitar in their mirror and says, I am a superstar. No, you're somebody home playing air guitar in your mirror. It doesn't matter because that's how I feel. But you see, how you feel is not reality. That's your perception. And the left runs on nothing but perception. We think Donald Trump will start a war. Wrong. We think the economy will crash based on wrong. We think you don't need masks. We think you do need masks. We think that the lockdown will help. We think that 6 feet away is long enough. You don't know. You don't know any of this. We think China's not a threat. Half of it's lies, half of it's miscalculation. But either way, how do you trust that party? How do you back a party that's never been right? What have they been right about? Please tell me what they were right about. All the predictions before the Donald Trump presidency, please tell me the ones that came true. None of them. And you're still listening to these people? So now they're going to tell you $15 an hour minimum wage is going to save the country because no one should work 40 hours and not be able to support themselves. Really? Well, they're going to have to learn how to not support themselves because every small business I talk to says if that wage goes up to $15 an hour, I'm laying people off. I'm making the bare minimum profit I can make now. And if I have to cut into my profits even more than that, then I'm just going to lay some people off. And someone's going to have to work twice as hard for that $15. It doesn't work, folks. And the reason it doesn't work is that most businessmen have a plan. They have a formula, and they say, here's my bare minimum profit margin. So one of two things is going to happen if their costs go up. Either they are going to have to raise the prices of their products, which dips into the $15 an hour and makes it irrelevant. If you're making $15 an hour and all of a sudden a loaf of bread is $5, $4, what did you gain? If a tank of gas is $4.50, what did you gain? The inflation that it's going to cause because the businesses have to raise the prices of their goods and services is going to eat up any extra money you get from your raise. You don't realize that. Or they can go the other route and say, if I raise my price, no one's going to buy this. So I'm just going to lay people off so that my percentage of how much of my gross goes into labor stays the same. $1,000 a week to spend on labor, then that's what I got to spend on labor. And if that means I can hire five people, then I hire five people. If that means I have to go with two, then it's what I got to go with. But that's it, because that's what business people do. They live in a dream world where they think business people say I'm making 50 cents on or 40 cents on a bottle of water. And I own a big factory where we bottle the water. And now I got to raise everybody's wages, so now I'm only going to make 20 cents, but that's okay. I'll just live with it. They're not going to live with it. They're still going to want to make that same 40 cents. So now they're going to have to figure out how. Do I lower the cost of my wages by laying people off? Or do I raise the cost of my product, or a little of both? So you're being lied to. Or the left is totally wrong, one of the two. But you know yourself, if you only have one pizza, then you can feed eight people one slice. If you're told you got to feed everybody two slices, then you got to cut the pie again, don't you? It doesn't make sense, folks. You see, they're not going to do this. And now they're telling you, we're only going to raise taxes on the rich. Those evil rich people, you know, the ones that create the jobs. That's the only people we're going to raise the taxes on. Don't worry. Don't worry, all you lowly people who live off of $50,000, $60,000 a year. Don't worry, all you bums. People making $400,000 and $500,000 that we want. They're not paying their fair share. Yeah, well, guess what? That's why all the jobs went away in the Obama administration, you morons. When Obama put in all of these regulations on business and all of these taxes and Obamacare, they said, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. So we'll pack up our factory that employs 1,500 people, and we'll move it overseas. And that's where we'll stay. And guess what? Those 1,500 jobs, those people ain't moving overseas, so they lost their job. They have no job. And now wherever they move it, whether it's to Ireland, China, Spain, wherever, that's a boon for them, isn't it? Oh, we just got a factory to move in here, and they're going to supply 1,500 jobs to the community. Thanks, Barack Obama. Now, we can argue of whether this is a plan to destroy our economy on purpose or whether they're just idiots and they don't understand basic economy. But either way, it's the same simple question. Are they liars or are they stupid? Because they're either lying about everything or they're wrong about everything. And either way, is that the party you want to follow? It sounds nice, doesn't it? If you're making 12 bucks an hour, you know, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to get a $3 an hour raise. This is going to be so badass. I'll have all that extra money, $100 in my pocket extra a week. No, you're not. No, you're not. You'll be lucky to keep your job. And if you do keep your job, if you are one of those lucky people who keeps their job, you're going to be paying out the nose for other things because other people are going to raise their prices. Your dollar menu is going to in McDonald's going to be $1.50 or $2. Your gas isn't going to be $2.25-30. It's going to be $4.35. See, people don't understand basic economics. They say, well, I don't know. I don't think I saved that much money this year on my taxes, or I didn't see a big boost in my pay. Well, wait a minute. If you put even 10 gallons of gas in your tank a week, 10 gallons at $2.50, that's $25. If you were doing it in the Obama administration, it was about $40, $50. So you're saving yourself between $15 and $20 a week. That's $80 extra a month. It's almost $1,000 a year. Just on gasoline saved alone. Let's not talk about heating oil and all that stuff. Oh, Trump's in bed with Big Pharma. We're all going to die because we're not going to be able to afford our prescriptions, really? Well, that's funny because the price of insulin now at for diabetics at Walmart's about $25. It was $100. He was the only president who really held Big Pharma. Why do you think Big Pharma hated him? He's the one that held their feet to the fire and said, you're selling it to Canada cheaper than you're selling it to us? We'll buy it from Canada. We'll cut out the middleman. Oh, no, they were wrong about that. Or you were lied to. Pick your poison. Are you beginning to see a pattern here, folks? Are you beginning to see a pattern of being lied to constantly or misinformed constantly by people who are either so wrong in the way they look at things that they're proved wrong time and time and time again, or they're liars? If you went to a doctor and he said, you have pneumonia, and you find out, I never had pneumonia at all. I had a sinus infection. And you go back to him and he says, you're pregnant. And you're like, oh, man, I'm pregnant. And nothing ever happens. And you go, oh, wait a minute, I wasn't pregnant. I just had gas. How many times are you going to go back to that same doctor before you say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about? I'm not going to risk my life and my health on somebody who keeps misdiagnosing me or doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, you're doing the same thing politically. You're backing a party that is either wrong about everything they have said or they're lying to you. Take your choice. I've just given you 15 things that they lied to you about or were wrong about. But they got the news media to back them up, see? So the news media says, well, you lie and we'll swear to it. Simple as that. You lie and we'll swear to it. Do you people not understand what's happening here? 2 weeks before the election, the New York governor, dumbest man on the planet, Cuomo, who is almost tied with Lori Lightfoot over there, in, or whatever her name is, Lightfoot over in Chicago, both of them said the restriction, the COVID virus is getting worse, and we may shut down everything again. We may have a total and complete shutdown. Even Joe Biden was saying, when I get in, we're going to have like a 90-day shutdown thing again. We got to kill this dreaded COVID virus. Donald Trump said, we got to open up the economy. It's not as bad as you think it is, and the cure can't be worse than the disease, and right now it is. People are dying because they can't go to the hospital to get their dialysis, to get their cancer treatments. If they're having chest pains, they're like, I don't want to go. I'm afraid of catching COVID. People are dying from those things. Oh, Donald Trump wants to open up because he's evil. He just wants the economy to get better so that he has a better chance of being elected president because he don't care about anybody but himself. That was what they told you. As soon as Joe Biden supposedly won this election, and if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. As soon as he won it, what does Cuomo say? We got to open back up. This is outrageous. We can't keep the economy closed like this. There'll be nothing to open back up. Lightfoot over there in Chicago. Oh, yeah, we've been closed down too long. We can't keep this going. Oh, amazing. What an amazing turnabout. And all of a sudden, the same newspapers that were saying lockdowns are absolutely vital. We know it's a great imposition, but it's saving lives. Scientific proof, it saves lives. That's what the newspapers were saying. Now Newsweek, the minute Joe Biden's elected president, Newsweek comes out with a thing saying, well, as it turns out, lockdowns had no significant effect on the COVID one way or the other. That's what Newsweek's saying now. Is that coincidence? Is that what you think? It's unbelievable that you would allow a party to lie to you or be wrong over and over and over again and still go back to them time and time again. We see it out in California, don't we? People are saying, I am so sick of Gavin Newsom. I'm getting out of this place. I'm not living in California anymore. I'm a registered Democrat, but he can go kiss my backside. I'm moving to Texas, where I will promptly vote Democrat again. Because that's not the reason you got in the mess to begin with, right? When will you people wake up? Keep voting for the same people whose policies you claim to hate. Oh, he ruined California. Well, he's a Democrat. Maybe if you were smart, you'd take a look at it and say, and no more Democrats, man. Look what he did to my home state of California. I had to move to Texas to get away from it. I had to move to a Republican state so I'd be happy, and then I voted Democrat. That is the moral equivalent of getting a restraining order on a guy, leaving the state to avoid him, and then sending him a message saying, this is my forwarding address. That's how much sense that makes. You're going to move to Republican states because you think that state is better. Policies are more in tune with what you want and the way you want to live. And then when election comes around, you vote for the very party that caused you to leave the state you just left. You don't think that that's kind of silly? And remember what their motto was way back when I told you in the Obama administration, That man looked people dead in the eye and said, not Obama, but the guy who wrote the Obamacare plan said, we relied upon the stupidity of the American people. And they've been doing it ever since. And they were probably doing it years before that. Because nobody pays attention. They hear it on the news and it must be true. And never one time did anyone stop to consider, maybe the news is in on this. Maybe the sources that I'm getting my news from are really more just a propaganda arm for one party. You never stop to consider that. You don't think it's odd that Donald Trump gets a question, excuse me, Mr. President, how is it that you don't feel personally responsible for the death of 255,000 Americans? How is it that you aren't personally held responsible for each and every single one of their deaths? Then Joe Biden gets a question. Yes, Mr. Biden, what flavor milkshake do you prefer? Are you serious? Why was nobody going to Joe Biden saying, hey, Joe, did you not say that the restrictions that Donald Trump placed on flying in from China was a bad move and was racist, based on racism? Did you not say that? How come you said that, Joe? Because that's wrong. Obviously, you were wrong. Oh, no, don't ask Joe that. Thank you to the guys in the chat room, by the way. Look, you're the people who encouraged me to do this. I'm telling you right now, I was never really a very hugely political guy, believe it or not. But when I see people lied to constantly and good people's voices silenced, it angers me. And I'm not going to shut up about it. I'm just not going to. I don't care if I have to take a soapbox and stand on the street with a megaphone. I'm not going to shut up. Because there are Democrats out there and there are liberals out there who are good people, and you need to listen. Your party is lying to you. They've admitted they rely upon the stupidity of the American people. You're the American people. They think you're stupid. And in some cases, they're right. Because you'll sit and listen to a show like mine where I have just ran down a litany list of lies, or at least miscalculations. And you'll say, oh, that's bullshit. It is. So they never said the stock market would crash. They never said that unemployment would be at an all-time high. They never said that. They never said Donald Trump would start a gigantic war and he would press the nuclear button quicker than you could say Jack Robinson. They never said that, right? Barack Obama never said, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. He never said that. That's the problem. You live in an alternate reality. In your mind, I believe you think he never said that. And if I was to show you a video, you'd say you doctored it. Because you live in an alternate reality where you can wake up one morning and say, I don't know, I think I'm a woman today. Yeah. I'm a woman today. That's your alternate reality. $15 an hour minimum wage is your alternate reality. You think that's going to lead to prosperity. And here's what their thing is going to be. Well, if you have more money, you'll spend it. Right now, you're only making $12. Well, if we give you $15, you'll spend it. That extra $3 an hour, that'll go into the economy. No, it won't. Because I'm telling you, the employers are going to either cut your jobs or they're going to raise the prices on everything. If I tell you I'm going to give you $100 a week to mow my lawn and give you free room and board for groundskeeping, and then I say, you know what, I'm going to raise your salary to $150 a week, but you owe me $75 now for the room and board, you're $25 in the hole. People will say, oh, look, I got a raise. No, you didn't. You're financially worse off than you were. And that's exactly what's going to happen. because your gas is going to go to $4, your heating oil is going to go up, everything you buy is going to go up by 50 cents or a dollar. You know, this is how supermarkets do it. Supermarkets say, oh, we got a sale on, I don't know, soup. It's only a dollar a can. Used to be $1.75. And then they raise the price of everything else in the store by 20 cents. So you go shopping there and say, man, I saved $3. No, you didn't. You overspent about 12. Because the eggs you bought, the bread you bought, everything else you bought, they jacked up 20 cents. That's how business works. Well, I got news. These businessmen, they're not going to lose any money. They're either going to take their jobs and go overseas with them like they did under the Obama administration, or they're going to fire you. They're going to cut back their staff. You don't believe me? Go into these McDonald's now or some of these grocery stores, and guess what? Where they used to have 5 cashiers, now they got 3 cashiers and a couple of self-checkouts. Or they got an order thing in McDonald's where you don't have to go up to the counter to order. You're going to be replaced by a machine, because a machine don't call out sick. A machine doesn't ask for a raise. You don't have to pay for a machine's health care. I'm not saying these are great jobs. I'm not saying you can even survive on these jobs. What I'm saying is it's better than no job. But either the Democratic Party does not understand basic economics, or they're lying to you because they want you to lose your job. Because once you lose your job and you have to rely on the government again, they own you. They're like your mom and dad when you stayed under their roof. They own you. Lock, stock, and barrel. And barrel. Is that what you want? Do you want to be the kept pets of your overlord? Because that's where it's heading, folks. And if you think they care about you, ask yourself a question. Why did the man who wrote Obamacare, that was supposed to be because we care so much about the people, say we're relying upon the stupidity of the American people? Why would you ever make a comment like that? Why would you ever do that? Is this the first time you think they relied on the stupidity of the American people? Because I don't. I think they've been relying upon the stupidity of the American people for a long, long time. And you see what happened here, at least with the conservatives and the Republicans, in my opinion, and some Democrats and independents, is they got a taste of what life is like when the government gets the hell out of your way and allows you the opportunity to succeed on your own. That's what Donald Trump did for you. He said, get the government the hell out of the way. Don't give the people crumbs from their own money that you take, by the way, in taxes from other people. Let the people earn their own money. Give them the opportunity to bring home their own paycheck. Don't rely upon government handout. That's not what the government's all about. The government's all about creating a country where we can make our own money, where we can succeed on our own without your handouts. And the American people got a taste of that, and they liked it. There at one time were more jobs open in this country than there were people to fill them. And guess what the Democrats said? Well, that just shows we need more immigration. We don't even have enough people in this country to fill those jobs. So what about those poor immigrants? Bring them over and let them do the job. Wait a minute, I thought you said that we were going to crash the economy. We weren't going to have enough jobs to have our own American people have the jobs. Now all of a sudden you're saying we need to import more people. There's too many jobs. There's no such thing as too many jobs, you idiot. That's how wages go up. You know how wages go up? I own a donut shop. You own a donut shop. You say, I'm going to pay $12 an hour. I say, well, I'm going to pay $13. And then you say, well, I guess I'm going to have to pay $14. And hey, look, everybody's buying donuts. Maybe I can afford $15. You see, when you are forced as an employer to say, I can't get anybody to work. I got a factory and I can't get anybody to work because there's more jobs than there are people. Then you're going to have to start making the pot sweeter, aren't you? How do I get people to work? I'm going to have to close my factory down if I don't get people to work. How do I do that? How do I get these people to work? I'm going to have to maybe offer better health insurance. Maybe I'm going to have to raise their wage. Yeah, that's how job wages go up organically. You don't force it. You can't force it, you idiots, because even if you did force it, it shouldn't be the same for every state. If you're living in New York City and you're making $15 an hour, you may as well be making a zero. If you're living in Arkansas and you're making $15 an hour, then I guess you're doing damn well. You're going to have to leave it to the state if you did that. Well, what their own minimum wage is. It's not your business. It's not the government's business. You don't know what the cost of living is in each state, so why should it be equal? Isn't it unfair if somebody in Arkansas is making $15 an hour and that's the equivalent of $20 in New York? So maybe New York will have to be $20. And then when everybody says, I ain't paying that for some kid to flip a burger or say welcome to Walmart, well, then he ain't got no job. Einstein. You see, I would be very much heartened if I thought they were just dumb. If I thought the Democratic Party was just dumb and didn't understand what I just said to you, I'd say, well, what are you going to do? They're a bunch of idiots. I don't believe that. I believe they know very well what I just said is true. And they want you jobless. They want you under their thumb. They want control over you. Because the minute they do, you got to play their game, whatever they say. You vote the way we say. You listen to the news we want you to listen to. Remember this. If they're not lying to you, how come there has to be fact checkers? How come you can't process information? How come when you go on social media sites, it has to be fact checked? How come if you say something they don't like, they censor you? You don't cut out a man's tongue because he's a liar. You cut out a man's tongue because you're afraid of what he might say. You understand? So when people are screaming from the rooftops, business owners and everything saying, we're not going to be able to pay $15. They'll shut them off. Don't let the people hear that. We live in utopia where that $15 will not be eaten up by anything. Nothing will go up. The only thing you'll have to do is collect your extra sweet $3 or $4 an hour and go spend it. And then when you go to the store and spend it and say, you know what, I think I'm going to go over to McDonald's and I'm going to get myself that $5 deal and it's $7.50. Let me stop and get gas, and holy mackerel, it's $4 a gallon. Then what? Then what? You're back where you started, and the Democrats say, we told you we were going to give you $15 an hour. We kept our promise. You're falling for it. It's a shell game. But the problem with you people, I don't blame you for falling for a shell game. But if you see the guy take the pee out from underneath the shell and put it in his pocket, please don't keep playing. Because then that makes you a moron. If you know there's no pee under any of those shells and you keep throwing your money into where's the pee under the shell, then you're an idiot. Well, they have lied to you consistently. They haven't been right about one thing they've said, not one. Keep believing them. You keep thinking they're right this time. They're right this time. This is going to be great. Universal health care for all, and I won't have to pay any money, really? Well, then let me ask you a question. How come Obamacare wasn't universal health care for all? And now they say they want to have how many illegal aliens come in underneath it? Who's paying for it? You are. You think the rich are going to pay for that? You think some guy somewhere making millions of dollars a year is going to say, I used to make about $20 million a year. Under this new thing, I guess I'm going to be making somewhere in the neighborhood of $14. Oh, well, I'm still rich. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to say, F you. I'll take my businesses elsewhere where I can still make that $20 million a year or more. And with it will go all my jobs. So keep right on listening to the Democratic Party. Keep right on fleeing from Democratic states because their policies have ruined your state. Move to a Republican state where you much prefer the policies and then vote all the Republicans out of office. Because that is a winning strategy. I had someone say to me the other day, low information voter, but a nice person, say to me, I don't know. I know there's a lot of unrest in the country, but I think maybe it's better we have a politician than a businessman. I said, okay, well, why? Do you trust a politician more than a businessman? Well, I mean, a businessman is all about the money and the, okay, and that's a bad thing. Why? What's a politician all about? Well, a politician's about the people. Oh, they are? Please name me a politician that was all about the people, who did something for the people and not themselves. Please name me a politician whose job isn't to aggrandize their own pocketbook. Name me one. Now, a businessman, he's got his investors. He's got his stockholders to answer to. He's got to make sure that they're enriched right along with him, right? He's got to make sure all his employees are happy. He's got to – I'll take a businessman every time. Because a businessman looks at the problem and says, we have to solve it. A businessman looks at a problem and says, well, Donald Trump was willing to reach across the aisle. Don't tell me he wasn't. But the second he was elected, the very first thing he did was say, we are the resistance and we're starting impeachment hearings. He hadn't even put his ass in the seat of the Oval Office and you started impeachment hearings. There's a good way to represent your party. Do you know what an honest party does? An honest party says, let me, okay. The American people voted him in. I don't like it. But I'm going to fight hard to get some of the things that I know my constituents want. And I'm going to go to him and I'm going to ask him, you know, we'd really like this. We really want to get this done. And if he keeps saying no, then I'll broadcast that. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. You instantly said, we're the resistance. We will never vote for anything he wants. We are going to impeach him. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a warmonger. He's a racist. What else? What did I miss? He's a Nazi. He's a womanizer. He's because, of course, Bill Clinton is. Now, I hear people saying, well, Donald Trump couldn't tell his friends from his enemies. That's not true. Partially, that's true. But here's what you have to understand. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Donald Trump knew who his enemies were. He was getting rid of them. Remember all the times the Democrats would say, oh, nobody's staying in the Trump administration. He's firing all these people because they're not yes men. He's getting these people out. No, he was realizing these people aren't out for the best interests of this country. They're out for themselves. They're gone. So, yeah, he changed a lot of people, just like a business does. And in the end, he might have trusted a couple of the wrong people. But that's because he wasn't a politician. See, a politician walks into office and they all automatically know everyone is going to stab me in the back unless they're going to put money in their pocket at the end of the day. If they put money in their pocket at the end of the day, then I'll get away with anything. Doesn't matter. We can sell our souls to China. Everything's fine. As long as we're both putting that sweet, sweet Chinese money in our pocket, we can argue like professional wrestling about, you're the bad guy. No, you're the bad guy. Doesn't matter, because we're all getting fat. Donald Trump was the first person to come in and say, we ain't having any of that. So if Donald Trump was a chump about anything, it was that he didn't realize how deep the swamp was. He had an idealistic view of some people in this profession are good, honest, caring people who want to work hard for the American people, and you couldn't find enough of them to fill a Volkswagen. Started to learn it. Quickly started to learn it. Now you'll see what Joe Biden's doing. He's putting the same old people onto his cabinet. This is just going to be Barack Obama 2.0, right? Same exact people, business as usual. Let's get back into the nuclear deal with Iran. Now, that worked so well. The Paris Accord, let's sign back up for that because that wasn't ripping us off all of our money. You see, most of our American politicians have this bizarre notion that they are responsible for the world. No, you're only responsible for the United States. The president of Mexico, he's looking out for Mexico. Prime Minister of Canada, he's looking out for Canada. That's your job. But the American, oh no, we have to look out for everybody. It says who? Says who? So they lie. They lie to you and say, we worked really hard to give you $1,400. Terribly tough decision. It wasn't a terribly tough decision to give $40 million to Taiwan for gender studies, though, right? That happened in a snap of someone's eye. And guess what? It doesn't even go there. Just like the old Joe Biden cancer research thing. You know what it went to? It all went to executives and things. No research. By the time all that money gets funded, it goes into the pockets of people. That's why people start these charities. Oh, I'm starting this charity, or I'm starting this sort of a pet project, gender studies in Taiwan. And you're going to give me $40 million for it. And about, oh, I don't know, $10,000 is actually going to go into the research and the other's going in my back friggin' pocket. That's how it works. That's why they all have these special interests. Why do you think that's a special interest? You think that they're not funded by these people? You think they're not being paid? The Democratic Party, folks, has lied to you, or at very best, if you want to sugarcoat it, they have miscalculated time and time and time again for the last 12 years. And way before that, but I wasn't paying attention. So for the last 12 years minimum, they've been wrong about everything. And in some cases, flat out, provably lied to you. And they're never held accountable. No one ever says, I thought you said the stock market was going to crash. I thought you said there was going to be a war. I thought you said unemployment would soar. I thought you said you saw information. Where is it? No, you're not held accountable. Because we're the Democrats and we live in an alternate reality where whatever we think is true and facts don't matter. If you're a Democrat or you're a liberal, please wake up. Please take off the glasses and take a damn good look at what's going on around you, because eventually you will wake up, and you're going to wake up in an America you don't recognize.